But what if Advent was really about a message that God wants to share with you? This is the message. You are not ordinary. Each one of you is special. You're special because you have a sponsor. You haven't seen him face to face, but he is looking at you and taking care of every need and praying for you on your behalf. Do you know who that sponsor is? Jesus. And he's coming to you. Now, there's a special title that we have for Jesus that is mentioned, especially in Advent, and it's here in the songs that we have. It is this word, Emmanuel. In the song that we had, it spelled it with an E. I think that's based on the Greek way of writing Emmanuel. But the real word Emmanuel comes from the Hebrew. It's spelled with an I in English. And it's a combination of a whole bunch of words all put together, all kind of contracted into one word in the Hebrew. It goes like this, Imanu, and if you broke that apart, it's actually Im, which means with, Manu, which means us, and then El, which means God. Put it all together, you have God with us. Now, God could have shared that message with us in a variety of ways. God could have put a message up in the clouds like a plane does, puffing out exhaust and delivering a message, or a banner across the football stadium to deliver a message. But how do we know those messages are true? And how do we know that those messages are for us? Just because it's up in the sky or a banner says those words, we don't necessarily know that it's for us. God could have delivered this message, Emmanuel, by sending special people with special positions, people like pastors or apostles or prophets. And God has certainly done that through the centuries, undoubtedly. But how do we know what the pastors say? Or how do we know if the apostles, what they say, or the disciples, how do we know that what they say is true? All sorts of people have all sorts of statements that they make today. How would we know that God's message is true? God could have had angels sing about the Emmanuel coming. And that's what he did. We'll read about that in a couple of weeks. But there are hundreds of people who have claimed to have messages from angels, special divine revelations, so to speak. How do we know Emmanuel's true? God set into place the events that we'll read about and take in the weeks ahead. Real people, real places, in a simple way to say that he was born into the world through his son, Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. That's how we know for certain. You know, as I think about that, there is the chance, though, that we could miss the significance of this story in the weeks ahead. There are distractions. There's the busyness. Absolutely, that's noted. We know that we live in a time of busyness and distraction. But there's another reason why we could miss the significance of this story that we're going to read about in the weeks ahead. It's just so darn ordinary. Think about the Christmas story, even the night that the angels share that the Christ is going to be born with Emmanuel. On that particular night, we know that there was a star in the sky, and certainly the stars were shining brightly, but it was a pretty much an ordinary night. Nobody stayed up extra late to see a surprise that God might bring into the world. Most of the people thought it was an ordinary evening. Think about the sheep. Does it get any more ordinary than sheep? Some are fat, some are skinny, some are tall, some are short. None of the sheep that were out there on the hills of Bethlehem, none of them were probably blue ribbon animals at the Benton County Fair. None of them have wool that would be so magnificent that it could clothe hundreds and hundreds of people. These were ordinary sheep. And the shepherds, they're not all that special. The clothes that they had was probably the only possession that they had. They didn't have professional degrees. No one sought them out on social justice issues. No one heard a message from a shepherd. These were ordinary people. The only thing that they were willing to do was to watch animals at night. They're completely ordinary.